Hey, thanks for tuning into the While You Walk podcast. This is the podcast you listen to while you walk. This is Matt Levitt reminding you that life is short. What can you do today to move your life forward? There might be some ideas in this podcast. Enjoy. One of my favorite questions to ask is, what can I be grateful for today? So while you're thinking about that, I just want to remind you, if you want to know more about me, or if you want to book a free strategy session, head over to loveitlife.com. And hey, I know time is your most important resource. So thank you for spending it here. Have a great walk. So today's podcast is a sample of a talk I gave to a group about how to avoid burnout, how to stay focused, and how to communicate better in a fast work environment. So just to give you some context as to what you're listening to, that's it. Hope you enjoy. I was thinking about this yesterday when I woke up, about how hard it is to change people and to get them to do something different. And probably the one thing you can do to really shift your life, like you make one decision now and it has exponential benefits, is you can change the five people that you associate with most. Your friends, your family, your coworkers, whoever it is. If you take them and average out how happy they are, how rich they are, how productive they are, how responsible they are, you average them out, that's who you're gonna be. So you can change who those people are, you can influence those people to change, and then sometimes, if you're not keeping up, you get changed out because they change you. So think about how you're one difficult conversation away from elevating things to a higher level. And that's just one decision, one change you can make to actually sustainably make things better. And think about who those five are and how that impacts your life and your attitudes and your norms and your standards. I hang out with like all these high performance coaches and they're like way up here. And I'm like, man, I'm not disciplined enough with certain things. I'm wasting time here and there. So it's interesting seeing, you know, how my standards get higher when I'm surrounded by them versus guys that, you know, maybe drink and party and just aren't as motivated. And then there's, so think about where you want to be and who you want to model. So here's some examples. So find someone you like, look at their patterns. For example, I was talking about my coaches. What they'll do is they'll be completely disciplined in certain pockets of their life. Like their morning routine is 1 hour. And that primes their brain. They mentally rehearse their day. They figure out what's the most important thing. They meditate. Maybe they work out. Maybe they remind themselves of their successes so they feel confident moving forward all day. So that's one thing that I take. But which patterns might you capture from people that you want to emulate? Another pattern, honor your commitment. So there's people that say they're going to be a place and they don't show up. Well, if people don't honor their commitments to other people, they're not likely to honor them to themselves. And then that becomes a habit. I keep saying I'm gonna do something and I don't do it, and it's okay, that's a standard I can live by. So on one hand, be careful of what you commit to, and on the other hand, follow through. And I can tell you from working with the high performers I've worked with, schedule stuff, conflicting last minute cancellations, very rare. The higher someone's net worth, the less scheduling issues I have with them. So that's just a pattern. That's a habit that they have. Another pattern that you see from people who function really well. So has anyone ever seen that show Shark Tank? Raise your hand if you've seen Shark Tank. So y'all know who Kevin O'Leary is, right? He's one of these sharks on Shark Tank. He audited all of his businesses to see which ones were doing better. And he found a lot of the female CEO businesses were doing better than the male-run businesses. And he dug in more and he said, why is this happening? And what he noticed is males tend, with their ego and their testosterone, tend to have these high goals that are almost unachievable. You know, if we fall short, you know, we still did a lot. Whereas female executives tend to set more realistic goals and hit them every time. Well, what does that do when you continue to hit your goals? The morale builds up, people support each other, people compliment each other, But when you fall short of a goal, something's wrong, someone's to blame, now we're finger pointing. So that's just another pattern that you can capture and model. So set very realistic goals. If I've got a client that, say, wants to lose 50 pounds in 6 months and doesn't do it, oh well, he didn't do the impossible. But if he can't lose 1 pound in a week, he should feel really bad about that, because that's what he's focused on at the moment. Now, one thing we look at with the Tony Robbins coaching and all those guys is, how do they get motivated? Everyone's got a leverage point. Everyone's got something that pushes them. So who are you trying to prove wrong? Who are you trying to support? What dreams are you trying to follow through on? What are these things that get you excited and motivated? And sometimes what we do is we'll create these statements, and you'll read this every morning, and it reminds you why you're doing what you're doing. Who's it gonna influence? How have certain patterns affected me in the past? And if I do this in the future, how is that gonna affect me? If I change this, how is it gonna affect me? And you program your mind like you're feeding nutrition to your brain about these things. So think about that. And we call it a rocket fuel statement that you read every morning. Now, I might have a statement where before I come and talk to you guys, I have to remind myself of all the things I've done and how I helped this guy quit gambling and how I helped this guy lose weight and how this guy had a perfect life but wasn't happy and I showed him how to be happy. And I might read that and now I feel confident delivering what I'm delivering. So there's a confidence fuel statement that I use. There's a morning rocket fuel statement. And then here's a fun one. Everyone's got their vice, you know, say it's eating ice cream. Well, if you read every day, eating ice cream lowers my energy, disrupts my sleep, affects my confidence and my weight. And then you keep adding to that list and you keep adding to that list. And now over a month, now you've got 20 different things why this vice is preventing you from moving forward in life. Well, you keep reading that, it's gonna infect your mind and you're gonna think twice about it. And another fun thing to do is this. When you think about ice cream, so what pops into your head? Wow, that tastes good. Maybe I should have some tonight. Or is it, man, that's gonna drain my energy and make me feel tired. So what's the associations? We can change the associations in our brain. What's funny is some people I say, think about your partner. And some people are like, oh, love. And then I'm giving one talk and this other guy insults his wife, basically. So you can change these associations in your mind. When I think about waking up and walking in the morning, do you say to yourself, all right, I'm gonna associate this with, like, I have to wake up early and be tired and be miserable and be bored, or with my energy being higher and now I've got more energy to take on the day, I'm gonna produce more and this is gonna compound and it's gonna get easier and easier. So what do you associate with things in your mind? And for these morning routines, I find there's three different kinds of people. You've got the first person who, everyone knows someone who's lazy and just has a hard time getting out of bed and needs to get moving. So that type of person, it's important that they work out in the morning, that they really get moving. I've got a little bit of that naturally, but I'm a workout nerd, so I'm way past it. The second type of person has too much energy, too much aggression, and like needs to chill out. So that second person, maybe they should sit down and meditate every day so they don't get too aggressive in any one area and they can concentrate their aggressive energy by meditating and then focus on what they're doing. The third person is the person that like always shows up late and is kind of everywhere and is always kind of positive. And these are just general personality tendencies. But this third person, if they just sat down every morning and planned out their day for 5-10 minutes and just had some sort of structure, just the ability to stay still for a minute, they're gonna benefit from that. Actually, I'm gonna show you guys at the end, but on my website, I've got a quiz that kind of lets you figure out which one you are, and then there's more guidance on what to do with those three different types of energies. And I've always noticed that with all of my clients. And lastly, on this mindset piece, you look at someone like Kobe Bryant or Serena Williams or Michael Jordan and these great athletes, And I had the chance to personal train some pro athletes when I was younger. And the guy I was working for, his name was Mackie Shillstone. And he showed me like just a champion's mindset. And there's a thin line between believing you can achieve something and then being kind of insane and thinking that you're going to break a record. You'd be the one person on earth that's going to break this record. But without that belief, without that almost delusional belief inside of you, you can't do it because that doubt is constantly going to creep in. So everyone goes through these thoughts where I want to do this thing, and then they kind of fall short, or they let some story enter their mind and create some doubt. Get rid of that story, because your ability to get up to that point is very much related to your ability to believe that you can and to take consistent action getting there. The difference between getting there and not getting there is just knowing that you can. Because at the end of the day, whatever you're trying to do, someone else has done it. And if you guys are where you are, you're at least smart enough. And now it's about attitude and just believing and being consistently productive. So think about how much, don't let those negative stories get in your head and slow you down. And at your level, if you can master your energy, if you can never fall off and keep momentum and avoid burnouts or lapses in performance, that's where you're going to get your competitive edge against people you're working against, businesses you're competing against, just never lapsing, never losing focus, always staying on point, never having a day off, never being tired or down, never getting sick. All these things that slow us down and screw up momentum and focus. That's the mindset piece. Next, we're going to talk about communication. Any questions or is there anything anybody wants to say about that mindset piece? Great. All right, guys, communicating at work. A lot of stuff here. Number one, over-communicate. You know, if you hear something twice, you know, great. If there's a confirmation, great. Over-communicate. Send more emails if they're simple and they're easy and they're quick. That's in everyone's best interest. That's what the team needs. Before I have a coaching session with my clients, I'll say, look, here's the 10 things, the 10 parts of a coaching session that we're going to go through, the 10 things that we're going to talk about, the 10 things that we're going to work on today. And you set those expectations. So communicate more, especially when it comes to all these projects and all these nuances, because y'all know probably much better than me that if one little piece falls through, a lot of things might go wrong. I'm just guessing. I don't know a whole lot about engineering, but that sounds about right. Dave shaking his head. Great. Apply this to your relationship. Apply this to your career goals. Think about in your relationship, communicating with your partner, because this is where things can really get good or really get bad. You know, sometimes you're in a fight, some couples fight, some couples don't communicate enough. Well, what are your relationship rules and expectations? Because there's some couples where they'll constantly fight about the same thing because one person's not being heard. If you're fighting and you want to calm the other person down, whatever they're saying, hear it, summarize it, say it back, and they can't escalate. It's impossible. No one's going to escalate. That's how they talk down like crazy people and like hostage situations and all that. And then, you know, what are the rules? Like, me and my wife come from very different families. And we have different sets of rules, like you treat the house like this, I treat it like that. And at least identify, okay, this is your old set of rules, this is my old set of rules, what can we agree on so that we don't have this problem again? So work on the system, on the business of your marriage or partnership or wherever you're at. And with work, so communicate with your partner. What time are you going to be working? What time are we going to be spending quality time together? Because everyone has needs. Everyone has six core needs. And so with that, they have to know, I'm going to be in a flow state working. And if I'm flowing from 10 or from 9 to 11 in the morning, do not interrupt me. Because if you interrupt me, it takes me like 15 minutes to get back into this after I just got out of it. OK, Communicate that with whoever's around you. Don't disrupt my flow state. And y'all are in some deep stuff. We all really have to be in there. So I'm guessing that flow state's really important. How much can you communicate when you're going to be in that flow state and when they can expect to have your undivided attention and then give it to them, right? And then also in relationships, we've got, you know, little things go wrong. Little things frustrate us. So you did this yesterday, and last week you did that. And you know what? You did this. And some people, not all people, but some people tend to bottle this up and then like machine gun, just, and now there's this blow up fight. Somebody smile. And now what happens? We're talking about maintaining momentum. How does that affect your work performance? You're not going to be 100% that day if you just had World War III at home with your spouse. So you want to avoid those fights with your spouse. So communicate those small things when they happen quicker. Oh, you know what? We need to talk tonight about this small thing. That way they don't build up and then you unload on somebody. And when you communicate these things, this one's hard to implement, but it works every time. And if you can make this a habit, your life's going to get a lot easier. Things like, can I give you some feedback? Now you've got permission from the person to speak your mind instead of just assaulting them with what they might feel is a criticism. Some people are sensitive to that. And when you're addressing these small issues and not letting them build up, use what's called a feedback sandwich. So, hey, you know, I really love having you around. You've benefited the situation in this way and this way. Can I give you some feedback? I wish this piece was better, you know, and then it describe that criticism. And then it's a sandwich. So at the end, it's, man, I'm so happy you're here. I feel like we're just getting better and better and better. So use those feedback sandwiches. And, you know, a lot of this stuff's easier said than done. But at least know like what to aim at, right? And this last piece, Dave, we have time, huh?
Yep, go for it.
So has anyone ever like, y'all probably don't party too much, but have you ever like not slept or just eaten really bad and then the next day at work, you just feel like you generally have low energy? Because there you go. So what I've noticed is I'm aggressive and like I'll always go too far with things. And I love what I do. So on Monday, if I'm at work, like I really like doing what I do. I get to talk to people all day. I get to teach them what I know, which is so much fun. And I get to watch things grow and change. And it's really exciting. And I've got my own place to do it. So I've got all these great things going. But if I had a weekend where I drained my energy on Monday, I suddenly hate my job. I have to sit there and quit. Wait, why? And this was back when I was younger. I love my job every day now. But when your energy is low, you start to question everything. When your energy is up and you feel good because you worked out, you slept, you ate well, you did the fundamental things that you know make you feel good, you're going to enjoy your work more because you're going to be engaged. You're going to be performing. You're going to be coming from a place of positive energy. And it's a much better way to live. Notice that. And then reflect when your energy is low and doubt and negative thoughts come in your mind. How did I get here? What did I do the last few days? That might be affecting me. Maybe I won't feel like this in the future if I eliminate that or if I add this. To me, having more energy and this positive physiology is the low-hanging fruit. It's the easiest way to get focused and to get happy. You've heard the phrase, you can't out-train a bad diet. Well, you can't out-motivate a low-energy Monday. You can't just like talk yourself into it if physically you're down. It's harder. It's much harder. So on this physiology stuff, I'm going to blaze through some of this stuff. So this is physically how to get your physiology functioning better. Because remember, we're trying to master our energy, keep momentum, avoid burnout. That way we have the competitive edge against everyone else. Think about your nervous system. Raise your hand if you know what the parasympathetic versus the sympathetic nervous system is. Anybody? Great. Y'all are in a hospital. I would think some of y'all might know this stuff. So sympathetic nervous system, you're amped up. You're fighting, you're flying, you're focused, you're working, right? Parasympathetic, you're resting, you're recovering. The pattern that we see very consistently is people wake up tired. So what do? They pump up with, but they have to work. So a lot of caffeine, a lot of stimulants, whatever it takes to get that energy up. Now they're up, and in the afternoon, they need more of that to get up. And what happens is the stimulants, the caffeine, the whatever they're putting in their body affects their ability to sleep at night and recover their brain and focus the next day. So they wake up drowsy, and here we go again. And there's this cycle, and they'll probably take some sleep meds at night, a NyQuil or a melatonin or something that might leave them feeling drowsy in the morning, and they're going through this cycle. So I'm gonna give you all some quick ideas here on how to maximize clean fuel, good energy, clean energy, and find ways to healthily and more and fuel up your sleep without having you feel drowsy in the morning. So think about this, your caffeine dosage. If you don't have work to do that day, keep your caffeine dosage low. That way you can crank it up when you need it and it's gonna have more of a potent effect. Second, I like supplements that have choline in them. Phosphatidylcholine is my favorite. Also, blueberries are great. There's like hard scientific data on blueberries outperforming other mind supplements. So definitely have blueberries in the morning or just in your diet in general, superfood for sure. Obviously, wake up first thing, glass of water. If you're sweating, take electrolytes. Any exercise, caffeine drinking, alcohol, all these things are diuretics that push out electrolytes. So get electrolytes in there, and that'll help with headaches, migraines, mental fog. In the morning, fish oil reduces inflammation, and the DHEA, the EPA in there helps with your brain function. Vitamin D is huge for preventing all sorts of diseases. Vitamin D is like the easiest thing you can do to just bring your whole system up. And it's low risk, it's no risk if you test it. Walking in the morning and then yoga. So that's how you can get your energy up in the morning. I'm gonna give you all the document here at the end that summarizes some of that stuff. So now at night, how are you gonna calm down without a NyQuil or melatonin or whatever people take to calm down at night? How about having a consistent sleeping schedule? So keeping that consistent. Eating and sleeping and working out and working at the same time every day keeps these rhythms in this nervous system great. So when your body knows it has to perform, it can go up high, and it knows it's gonna rest, it knows it can go down low. There's something called non-sleep deep rest. So it's like a yoga nidra, it's like a power nap. So I do this after lunch, when I'm kind of just feeling like I've been talking to people all day and I want to recover, I'll do that. Meditating, breathing exercises. I love soaking my feet in magnesium chloride. It's different than Epsom salt, but it really relaxes my body. And I have people come in here, 9 out of 10 people say, "Matt, I slept like a rock last night." So anybody with migraines or sleeping issues, take a note. Soak their feet, and transdermally, it'll get through their skin. Magnesium chloride. It's a little secret that I found when I was fasting in Thailand. I'm surprised more people don't know about it. And then you've got like melatonin and lavender. If you can get that melatonin dosage just right, it could be useful. Sometimes that can leave you feeling drowsy. And the last thing I always want to leave you with is you are not a victim of circumstance. You can take control of your life. You can influence things. So all these tools, all these things you can do, you've got the control. So take control and do what you can. Guys, thanks for having me here today. Appreciate it.
Thanks for tuning in. I hope you got something out of that podcast. I love connecting and getting feedback from you guys. So please head over to loveitlife.com, contact me. And if you want to get on that email list, I send one short paragraph of weekly inspiration. Thanks for listening. Anything interesting in there? Did you take any notes? What's one thing you can do right now to build momentum towards your next goal? Remember, on your deathbed, most people regret the things they didn't do. Thanks for tuning in. And hey, thanks for bringing your dreams to reality. Have a great day.